This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Thursday, June 25th. Good morning, I'm Chuck Daly. Here's today's headlines. GOP states sue over SB 54. American wine labeling bill stalls. Bedbugs shutter state building. And Trump pledges to buy ag products with Iranian funds. 17 Republican-led states are suing California to block its landmark packaging law, arguing the state is unlawfully imposing its environmental policies and higher costs on businesses and consumers nationwide. Nebraska Attorney General Mike Hilgers is leading the challenge to SB 54. That's the Plastic Pollution Prevention and Packaging Producer Responsibility Act, alongside the National Association of Wholesale Distributors. The complaint filed this week in a federal court in Sacramento alleges the law violates the Commerce Clause, due process protections, and other provisions of the U.S. and California constitutions. Once again, California is trying to enact a policy that negatively impacts the rest of the country, Hilger said. Signed in 2022, SB 54 requires producers by 2032 to cut single-use plastic packaging and food serviceware by 25%, recycle 65% of those materials, and ensure all covered packaging is recyclable or compostable. Producers must also contribute $5 billion over 10 years to address plastic pollution. The plaintiffs argue national supply chains make it impractical for companies to create California-only packaging, effectively extending the state's rules beyond its borders. CalRecycle's final regulations took effect May 1st. Food and agriculture groups heavily opposed to the final rewrite of the rules. California legislation that would have required wines labeled American to be made entirely from domestically grown grapes is dead for the year after the authors withdrew it from a Senate committee hearing. AB 1585, authored by Assembly members Damon Connolly of San Rafael and Rhodesia Ransom of Stockton, had cleared the Assembly on a 67-0 vote, but never received a Senate hearing. The California Association of Wine Grape Growers and Family Winemakers of California, which co-sponsored the measure, said more than 10,000 Californians submitted letters urging sitters to advance it. The group said the authors pulled the bill after concluding it would not receive a fair hearing, accusing a small group of powerful opponents and global beverage companies of influencing the committee. The Wine Institute opposed the bill, dividing two organizations that are typically policy allies. CAWG President Natalie Collins called the outcome, quote, deeply disappointing, as California growers remove vineyards and family wineries struggle with weak market conditions. At a time when growers are removing vineyards and family wineries are struggling, it's troubling that preserving the ability to blend foreign wine into products labeled American proved more important than strengthening consumer trust, Collins said. Family Wine Packers President Gina Lisa Tamayo called the defeat a temporary setback and said the group would continue advocating for greater transparency and, quote, truth in labeling. A suspected bedbug infestation has shuttered the California Department of Education's Sacramento headquarters, sending employees home while officials inspect and treat the building, reports Abridged. The closure adds to a string of pest problems at state offices. The same building underwent treatment after a suspected bedbug infestation in 2024. In 2019, a rat infestation at Cal EPA's downtown Sacramento headquarters forced the closure of the child care center's outdoor play area and prompted traps, patrols, and rodenticide. A rodent infestation also disrupted operations at a Fresno Department of Motor Vehicles call center in 2023. Employees reported dead animals, foul odors, and health symptoms. House Agriculture Committee Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson of Pennsylvania set to introduce his agriculture labor bill next week on June 30th, he told AgriPulse yesterday. Draft text already released proposes changes to the temporary agriculture worker status to 350 days, regardless of the operation's need for the job, which would allow dairy producers to use the H-2A program. Thompson said the reason for waiting to introduce the bill officially is to, quote, build an army of original co-sponsors. President Trump says the administration plans to release some frozen Iranian funds to buy food and agriculture commodities from the U.S. Iranian officials dispute that anyone but Iran will be in charge of making purchase decisions. In a Truth Social post yesterday, Trump said while no money has been released yet, the U.S. will be releasing some, quote, for the purchase of corn, wheat, soybeans, and more. Food is desperately needed in Iran, and we will be purchasing it from them exclusively from the United States, the president wrote. In a CNBC appearance yesterday, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said the U.S. will have representatives in Doha, Qatar, overseeing how the money's allocated, and that a large share would go toward U.S. foodstuffs and medicine. The text of a recent memorandum of understanding between the two countries says the U.S. would work to make frozen and restricted Iranian funds and assets fully available for use once the MOU is implemented. It also says, however, that the two nations must mutually agree upon procedures for releasing the funds during negotiations. Now, a post from the Telegram account for the Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesperson using Google Translate said purchasing decisions are made by Iran's agriculture ministry, quote, as they see fit based on price and quality. Therefore, there are no restrictions in this regard, the translated statement said. In response to U.S. officials' claims, the Iranian Foreign Ministry also remarked that, quote, it is interesting to us that the philosophy and goal of the war has been reduced to making American farmers richer. The White House did not respond for a request for comment. In a bid to protect U.S. farmers and boost consumer confidence in organic food labels, Iowa Republican Zach Nunn and Ohio Democrat Representative Chantel Brown introducing the Organic Imports Verification Act. The bill would increase residue testing and oversight of imported food to ensure U.S. industry standards are met. A loophole in current law allows imported feedstuffs to enter the U.S. based on only foreign-issued certifications. That opens the door to fraud that undercuts farmers or fosters public skepticism about organic goods. Nunn and Brown, both members of the House Ag Committee, said in a statement yesterday. The National Organic Coalition praising the bill and calling on Congress to include the measure in a final farm bill. Here's today's final word. This bill falls short. That the word of Senator Adam Schiff of California arguing the draft farm bill, quote, does not provide any fix to the deep cuts to SNAP, and it does not yet include the robust investments needed to help farmers struggling with tariffs, natural disasters, and other challenges. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Thursday, June 25th. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Chuck Allen.